Hello, everybody. My name is Adrian. I am the owner of the Bush Waxing Boutique located here in Fort Worth, Texas, and you are listening to Beauty in the Bush. Welcome back, everyone. I hope everybody is having a great day. It's about 4 p.m. when I'm recording this, and it's sunny outside, and it's just such a beautiful fall day. So today I wanted to chat with you about my journey in the beauty industry, and it has been a journey. So grab some popcorn, grab a drink, grab some coffee, grab a glass of wine. This is going to be a twisty, turny little journey. All right, friends. I was just about to hit publish on this episode, and I had listened through it. I just want to preface this entire episode by saying, I don't even know, if you are unhappy, if you relate to my journey at all, if you feel the way that I felt in all of those jobs where, you know, I was doing something that I felt called to do and then I still wasn't happy, if that is you, I want you to listen to the very end, because as soon as my, like, entrepreneurship journey began, I mean, even in my voice, you can tell I'm very excited and I'm happy. And if that is you, I want to help you get to that point. I want to help you find your passion and find the career that you love. So at the very end of this episode, I will give details on that and how I want to start helping young entrepreneurs with their businesses. So I hope that you enjoy. Please keep in mind, it is a rough start to this journey, but you know, if it wasn't difficult, would it have been worth it? I don't know. So yeah, enjoy this episode, you guys. Growing up, I was always super into skincare and just trying to make sure I took care of my skin. So, I mean, the most straightforward thing I could come up with that I wanted to be was a dermatologist. So probably from, I don't know when this dream started, but probably from like the age of 10 on, I wanted to be a dermatologist. I was just so fascinated with skincare. And it wasn't until I was a junior in high school that I was like, ooh, let's pump the brakes here. Can I go to school for another however many years, 8, 10, 12, I don't even know. And so my junior year of high school, I kind of flipped the script and I looked into other paths that I could go on. And you may think, oh yeah, you went straight to aesthetic school, right? Like that makes so much sense. Yeah, no. I applied to a school in Los Angeles, the Fashion Institute in LA. And I went there to study beauty industry, merchandising, and marketing. And though I am so grateful for the friends that I've met, like that I did meet there, and for my education, because I am currently using it, I'm definitely utilizing my education. I really do wish that I would have maybe taken a year off and just kind of discovered myself a little bit more and then went to beauty school, because beauty school is where my life really started to change for the better. But I went to Los Angeles and I hated my school. I hated all my teachers. I literally hated it so much. While I was in school, I was working at a startup skincare company. They put me in charge of their emails. So I was considered the digital media coordinator, I think was my official title. But yeah, I did that for a little bit, but I just wasn't fulfilled in that work, and I wasn't fulfilled in Los Angeles whatsoever. So I actually looked into going to beauty school at the time. I was like, I know I want to be in the skincare realm and this is fun and everything, but I want to be hands-on with clients. That's where my heart is calling me. And so I went to tour the beauty school, you know, cosmetology, aesthetics, like that. And I took the train and then the bus because I didn't have a car. And it was just like so far, you know, excuses. I just really hated LA. So I ended up moving out of Los Angeles. And I kind of forgot about that. I forgot that I even went and toured that school. I forgot about the aesthetics thing. I really tried to pursue marketing and I just wasn't happy. So maybe this is a sign for you guys that if you are just roadblock, you're not happy, pivot a little bit more, keep pivoting. You will find your happiness, I promise. So I waited tables when I moved to Colorado for about, probably like 3 or 4 months. Then I had a friend ask me to come take a tour with her at a beauty school. And I was like, okay, I guess so. Let's go. And I enrolled that day and I got like all the financial stuff squared away that day. And yeah, I signed up and I think I started like 3 weeks later. I really did think that I was going to go more into skincare, more into, you know, extractions, facials, like treatment facials where I could do extractions on people, help them with their acne. And I hated it. Oh my gosh, I hated it, you guys. I was like, oh my goodness, I just spent all this money and I'm not enjoying this at all. But then we started waxing and oh my gosh. You best believe I got to school and I turned that wax pot on. I was ready to go. I was like, who has hairy armpits? Come here. Let's go. Every time that I could, I was waxing somebody. So yeah, you could say that I found my passion and oh my goodness, you guys, have I found my passion. I freaking love it. I'm so happy that I get to do this for work every day. It's just so rewarding to me. So after beauty school, I was like, okay, I got to get a job. So I went and applied at all these different waxing studios and I got an interview and I got the job the day of the interview. They literally like didn't even let me leave the waxing studio without offering me the job. And they were like, let us know when you have your answer. And I was like, can I let you know right now? And I was like, of course I'll take the job. Yes, of course. They're a very well-renowned waxing studio in Colorado. So I was super excited. And I worked there for just under 2 years. And it was good. I had a really great, I would say probably like mentor there. She taught me how to wax. And in school, they don't teach you really good techniques of waxing. So this girl, she taught me how to wax and I'm so grateful for her. Oh my goodness. But then about 6 months into that, I was not happy. You guys, I was like, oh my goodness, I just want to be happy. This sucks. And I don't know what the heck to do now. And I don't know about you, but when I go to work and I'm not happy, it sucks. So I did a lot of soul searching, I guess, a lot of crying. Oh my goodness, the tears. So I ended up staying there. So that was like 6 months in. I stayed there for another year, learned as much as I could. I just was trying to be a sponge. And I was like, I think I'm really not going to be happy anywhere. I need to be my own boss. I just knew deep down, like, I can't have a boss. I need to be my own boss. Because I know how I want to do things. This is not how I want to do things. So I quit I gave them a month notice, which I think in the service industry, in the beauty industry, is a really great thing to do if you are an employee right now and you're looking to leave. Because there are a lot of clients that you will be dealing with. And for them to rearrange the schedules to make those, like to keep those clients on the books, it's a lot of work. And so I was like, well, and I didn't have a plan. I quit with a month's notice. And then later that day, they were like, yeah, we'll give you a week, and then you'll be done. And I was like, okay. And yeah, you guys, I was waiting tables while I worked there because I didn't really get paid very good there either. And so I was like, thank God I have this waitressing job. And I waited tables for 2 months before I could open up my own waxing studio because I literally had no plan. Like, I had an idea, but I didn't have any of the supplies. I didn't have a studio to go to. I just kind of, I knew I was ready to get out of there, so I just quit. But then, yeah, waited tables for 2 months, tried to get my shit together, and I found a space in another salon, and I signed on like to rent a room from her. And that's how I started my first business. So I was doing more of a booth rental situation with my first business, and that's how it's structured to this day. I opened that business in January of our favorite year ever, 2020. Gotta love that. And then I was shut down in March. I remember I was like just starting to gain clients because let me tell you, clients do not follow you. Some will, maybe like five. Some will say they will. Yeah, no. But I was just starting to gain some momentum and then COVID shut the world down. So from March 19th of 2020 to May 1st, I did not have work and I was waiting tables still at that time. But I mean, nobody was eating out. It was all to goes. And yeah, it was hard. It was super hard. And I was super sad because my business was my baby. And they just told me that I couldn't do it anymore. And so I was like, okay, this is not working, obviously. I need to make money because I can't pay rent. And you know what, you guys? Hate it or not, I had to go where the economy was still alive. And so I moved to Texas for my business, and it was the best decision I have ever made. I love Texas. I have had the best experience here in Texas. I love it. So, May of 2020, I decided I was going to move to Texas. August of 2020, I came out here. I signed a lease, you guys. I signed a lease with a space I had seen one time. And I was like, let's freaking go. I am going to open another business. I'm going to do it. So at this point, I still had Waxitaxi up in Colorado and it was working and running and I was, doing well. And then I was working on my business plan for the bush and I wrote that from May up until, I mean, really up until like January of 2021. So I worked on it for a long time, my business plan. And it's been crazy, you guys. Like, I don't even know. If you have a dream, it will come true. But anyway, I moved finally to Texas in December of 2020. And I was so ready to get working. I was so excited. I was going to open in February. And that did not happen because in the world of entrepreneurship, nothing goes as scheduled on the timeline that you've created in your head. So keep that in mind if you want to be an entrepreneur. I was at this point, December of 2020, I was going back to Colorado every 5 weeks, and I have a cat. And so me and Mr. Whalen drove up to Colorado every 5 weeks to wax my clients up there. I was there for about 4 to 5 days each time. And then I would come back down to Texas and try to get this business going. And it wasn't my bad, you guys. Like, I was set. I had done it before. I was ready to start waxing. I was ready to start taking clients. It was like factors I couldn't control with the building. And that lease actually fell through, and I had to find another space. So that was a whole journey. But so December until April, I was doing that every 5 weeks, going up to Colorado to wax those clients. And in April, I was like, okay, I gotta put my full focus on the bush. So I reached out to a couple friends and I offered them my business. I said, I will sell it to you. Here's what I want for it. Do you want it? And one of my friends was like, F yes, dude. Fuck yeah, I'm in. And she's doing so well. I am so proud of her. I want her on the podcast, you guys. I'm going to Colorado next month. And I know with social media and stuff, you can do podcasting over like Zoom, I think, but I am not that advanced. This is literally episode one. So we will be in person chatting, hopefully next month. Yeah, I sold that business in April and then I signed my new lease. I think it was April 16th. And I moved in, maybe it was May 16th. I think it was something 16th, but it was either April or May. And I opened the bush on June 18th. So it's been a journey. I cannot tell you how freaking happy I am. I have never felt more fulfilled, you guys. And if you feel anything less than fucking fulfilled in your career, you need to find a new path. Pivot a little bit more. Finding what you want to do with your life is not a simple task and it won't be handed to you. You have to work hard for it. But when you find it, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how many nights I just stay awake and think about this business. I literally like am obsessed with my career. I come here early. I come here every day at 8 a.m. and I don't leave until like 7:30 or 8 p.m. I freaking love it. And if that's not how you feel about your work, I am so sorry. You should just be so freaking happy. Anyway, sorry, I went on a tangent there, but I love the bush. I love it so much. I'm so proud of myself. Maybe I'll do a story time in an episode in the future about how I came up with the bush and everything. That's kind of my journey. I kind of always knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, and I'm finally here. I have been an esthetician. Let's see, my first day of aesthetic school. As you can tell, I love dates. My first day of aesthetic school was October 17th of 2017. And then I graduated March 20 something of 2018. So I've been an esthetician for 3 years. So much has happened in 3 years. I feel like I've been in a freaking tornado the whole time, but we're coming out of the tornado real strong. Yeah, so that's been my journey thus far. My plans for the future, world domination. Who says I can't do it, right? No, I really want this podcast to do well. I have very high hopes for it, and I don't see it failing because that's not an option. So I will be doing these podcasts, and there will be a lot of podcasts about like post and pre-wax care, all those things, business stuff. I want to talk about business because I guess I know what I'm doing. Who really does? I don't know, but I think I'm doing all right. What do you guys think? No, I think that I am definitely on the journey that I was meant to be on, and I love being a business owner, and I actually am really excited to share my thoughts with other potential business owners. So, I am going to start offering business coaching. So, if you are a young entrepreneur or not, if you are just interested in kind of pivoting a little, I think pivot is my favorite word of this podcast. Please do let me know. I have 10 spots available to start coaching this month. So, if you want to get in, and since I'm just starting out, I am going to do a founder's rate. So, you will get $200 off of my regular pricing. But I think it would be very beneficial. And make sure to follow me on Instagram if you found me via the podcast. Go follow me on Instagram. I post a lot more about everything over on there. But if I have in any way been an inspiration to you, please reach out to me. I would love to help you with your business journey. I think that, I mean, when I decided I was going to quit my job, it was July, and I quit in November and I opened in January. So, what is that? August, September, October, November, December, January. Like 5, 6 months. So in 5 or 6 months, you can have a completely different life if you want it. And I want to help you. I want to see your journey and I want to help you any way that I can. So if that interests you, please do let me know. Yeah, that's all I have for you today. I hope that you got something from this, a little bit of inspiration. I don't know. You liked my voice, I guess. I don't know. If you did get anything from this, please do let me know on Instagram. Please let me know how you're liking the podcast. I love Instagram, so that's where you'll find me most. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you so much. I hope that you guys have an amazing rest of your day. And I will talk to you guys next time. Bye, friends.